first birth we have got in the man body. Second birth when we born in you into the beyond, when we learn to die. This is birth called the birth in Christ or birth in Guru power or birth in God. You must live and die in God power. You must be born in Christ, in the Guru power or in God power. By simply taking the outer badges of certain schools of thought, or performing certain rites and rituals, does not make you to be born in Christ. That is preparation of the ground for being born in Christ. And that you can have only if you take cross daily. What is cross? Have you ever considered all that? Man body is the cross, this is the cross. Right. I'm very happy to learn today in papers our Pope Paul just having a trip to Jerusalem, place of pilgrimage of Jesus. As I told you before, thousands of people born in a town, nobody knows who came and went. When such a God power manifested at any human pole, which was came born in some country, some station, that place becomes the place of pilgrimage for our soul. So Jerusalem is the place of pilgrimage for all Christians. And perhaps Pope Paul is the first man to go over to Jerusalem to have that memory revived. The paper I read today, he says he will go down there and take a wooden cross over his shoulders and walk on the ground where Christ walked someday. These things go to remind us of the great personalities who came in the world to guide the child of humanity. Prophet Muhammad was born in Makkah and Medina. That's the place of worship, of pilgrimage for all Mohammedan world. Why? There are thousands of others born there because Prophet Muhammad was born. Buddha was born at some place, all Buddhist places, place of pilgrimage over there. Similar, all other masters who came, wherever they were born, we have respect for those places. That when we go there, that reminds us of the coming of that master someday when he came in the past, and just bow down our heads in all respect and try to just learn those lessons he gave. So best way, as I told you, these things later on come as a social functions, excuse me if I say. They give gifts to one or the other between themselves, where true way of celebrating any great man's life is to understand the teaching of the master that day, is to understand him, what he was, and what he taught, and just revive that lesson and try to live up to that. He clearly said, Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. That Son is the light of God that exists forever. So sonship continues. The whole thing that I have to put before you is that Christ lived, and after the man body of Jesus at whose pole he appeared. And that is resides in every heart. See how we can find him there, you see? That's the point, they say, for that who has to realize him. It is, he cannot be realized by mere feelings, by mere emotions, by mere drawing inferences, by intellectual wrestling to come to some conclusion. It is a matter of seeing whom God is like. Christ said, I am the light. Can they see light? Yes, he said, I am the light of the body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How the two eyes can become single? This is a practical question. When that eye is opened, that is the deceased man. Even the blind man who have got no eyes on their faces, they have also that single eye, but that is closed. So we can see him, see Godliness in power, which is light, which is called Christ. If our eye becomes single, or we shut the doors of the temple of the body, we will see the light of heaven. When our eye becomes single, by shutting the doors of the temple of the body, what are the doors of the body? They are the two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth, and other genital organs. Our attention is just diffused through these to the outside world, identified with them. We have to withdraw our attention from outside, enter within the laboratory of the man body, which is the true temple of God. Will rise at the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body, there lies the tenth door, where I become single, where you find the light of God. There you see the Christ in expression. So this is what I mean to say, our celebration would count truly if we now first understand who he was, and further, what he taught, we live up to that. Then further, what he said. He said, you must have bread of life. You must have water of life. And that bread of life and the water of life lies in contacting with the God into expression power, which is light and music of the spheres. Any human pole at which that God power is manifest, that manifested God power is competent to raise our souls, which are bound down under mind and outgoing faculties. We are identified with them, and then open an inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. That is to come in contact with the God into expression power, which is light and sound principle. That is the true bread of life and the true water of life. Who can give you a contact with this? Who can give you this bread of life and this water of life? At any human pole, that power is manifest. This was referred by Guru Nanak and others. He says, well, look here, you have got the man body, you are fortunate. The purpose of having the man body to have the bread of life and the water of life, which is the true elixir of life and everlasting. Whoever drinks of that or eats out of that, he has the everlasting life. Remain in any religion you like. But where to get this bread of life and the water of life? He says, go to your master. And what is a master? He has got the human pole at which that God power of Christ power is manifest. The God in him, no son of man can do it. The greatness of the master lies in the fact, not in telling you how to have the outer badges of a particular school of thought, or how to say prayers, or how to perform certain rites and rituals, that any man, how to give lectures, that any man can do after little training. The greatness of a master lies in the fact that he is able to give you a sitting in which raise your souls, but withdraw from outside, then raise your soul above senses, open the inner eye, and you see the light of God and hear the voice of God, and you testify yourself it is so. So by parallel study of religions we find the same truth is given out almost by all masters, of course in their own language. But they have left to that everyone. Now you find this bed of life, he says, remain some religions, but while remaining in any religion, you must learn to die so that you may begin to live. Well, is it possible to die while alive? And we have got in the Christian literature, Saint Paul said, I die daily. Other master said, learn to die 100 times a day. And what is that? That is the dying of the soul from the physical body, rising above into the beyond, that is into the kingdom of God. There you are reborn. But, and they said, you must be reborn. Marvel not, I say unto you, if I say unto you, you must be reborn. So these are the teachings given by all masters from time to time. But the difficulty lies in the way that our souls are under the command of mind, and mind is under the command of the outward faculties. We are given up to the pleasures of the outside world so much so that we have identified ourselves with them, and we cannot, we are awake from outside and asleep from within. That very God power is keeping us in the body. And if we have to find it, we have to invert. Where is the closest? When you see within that expanse, you also see that very God power everywhere. So this is how you can find the Christ already within us by withdrawing from outside our attention. And then first to enter this laboratory of the man body, which is the true temple of God, then rise above to be reborn into the kingdom of God. And there are so many mentions in the house of our Father. Microcosm is in the microcosm of the man body. There are various physical planes, astral planes, causal planes, super causal and beyond, pure spiritual planes, which is the true home of our Father. So first step starts when we just rise above, and we are reborn above this iron curtain of the physical body. If anybody can rise above himself, blessed he is. If not, if in the outward lines you take up, we need somebody who is expert in that line. Such like subjects which are related to the outgoing faculties. And such like subjects where the world philosophies end, then the living starts. Where these outward faculties do not work, you rise above them. Only then that ABC starts. Do you not need anybody to help you there? Well, it's a matter of common sense. You may decide for your own self. In true terminology of the saints, of the masters, they define a blind man who? Not one who has no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye is closed. Though you do not see the light of God, they are all, excuse me, blind. When they come to such a master, they are blind before. When he gives them a sitting, his inner eye is opened, he sees the light of God. When he comes back, he is the man with eyes. Well, before going to a master, man is deaf. When he gives them a sitting, he begins to hear the music of his fears. He is no more deaf when he comes back. So these are the gifts. This is the life, the greatness of a master lies in the fact that he is competent to give you some bread of life, some water of life, and help you to be reborn, help you to open the inner eye, to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. Such personalities were few in the past, and even now they are few. But the world is not without them. All humanity is children. The same Godfather Christ for works ever since the world began and continues for those children who are hungry. When that hunger arises in anybody, the God who resides in every heart, he just makes arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he can be given a contact with his own self. Can any son of man do it? No. Only the God manifested him has that power. Such a person is called a master. Christ referred to his disciples. He said, what? Blessed are ye who see things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not see. You hear things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not hear. Then you find references in the scriptures that our eyes are sealed and our ears are sealed. Unless these seals are broken, we cannot see the light of God and cannot hear the voice of God. Guru Nanak was asked, God is eyes in every heart, who can see Him? He says, those eyes are different other than these eyes of flesh and bones with which you can see the light of God. Well, what is the difference? Simply of language. Samastha Blaze, he said, we must be able to see God with our own eyes. We must be heard the voice of God with our own ears. The true definition of a master given by all masters who can make you audible the music of his fears within. Who can remove the dark veil of darkness when you close your eyes and reveal the light of God. Such a person is called a master. So for that what they enjoin? They enjoin the life of continence. The control of the outgoing senses. This is the qualification which can enable one to follow the teachings of the masters. In Sermon on the Mount, what you find? These words that I have quoted, you find in there. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And all other masters said the same thing. Well, God is one, truth is one. Those who have realized, they have said the same thing. If there are any differences within us, these are all man-made. These are all new to the fact. Those who have had no personal experience of the truth, they were beating about the bush, not knowing where to lay their ground. And Christ said, and all other masters said, we have seen, we bear testimony to it, and the people believe us not. Other masters say, just listen to the sayings of a master, because they see and then say. not only then say, they are also competent to give us an experience with that very thing. Read the scripture with us. They all, what are they? They are a fine record of the experiences of the masters, what they had in their life with God and with themselves. So for that purity of life is required. You'll find those just it is life and sexuality death. This body is born of the incorruptible seed. And we are reborn into the beyond by incorruptible seed. These are the references made in the scriptures. We should go further into it to find the truth of it, what they say. Man body is the highest in all creation. Blessed we are, we have got the man body. And the highest thing before us is to know God. God also resides in us. Nothing we to put from outside within. That is referred to already in our scriptures. In different languages that are with us today. In the existence of those scriptures, we need somebody who has got the same experience and is competent to give us that experience, that bread of life and the water of life. So Guru Nanak says, don't be deluded. Simply because you have taken one form of religion or the other. Unless you follow the teachings, what they give. And the teachings given in all religions are based on the experiences of the masters who came from time to time. So unless you understand those teachings, and the right impulse thereof can only be had those who have got that very experience. So we have due deference for all masters who came in the past. We have very great respect for all scriptures, which are worth in terms of gold and emeralds. But in their existence too, we need somebody who knows the way, who can open our inner eye to see the light of God. So in Christ's life and all masters' life, we find two things. First, God first, kingdom of God within you. You cannot have it by observation. You can have it only by learning to die while alive. You can just enter the kingdom of God when you are reborn. These very teachings have been given in these two. They say, you must be twice born. Reborn or twice born means comes to the same thing. First birth is in the physical body and second into the beyond. So they were competent to give them an experience how to rise above body consciousness. We gave them a mantra to read the soul, which means rise above physical astral causal body and you will see the sun of light, light of sun, always already ablaze within you. So purity of life is a stepping stone to him. And along with that, the love of God. It is the misdirected love which is called attachment, which is keeping us in the body and is the cause of our coming again and again. We go where we are attached. That is called attachment. Love is true love, which is called charity, which is already ingrained in our soul. If that is directed towards God, that is true love. God is love, our soul is also love personified, and the way back to God is also love. All masters say, love God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And love thy neighbor love all creation. So on the wings of love we can fly into heaven, but with the chastity of life. And the chastity of life, we say, we refer to the masters, they were born by not corruptible seed. This is what, not in the case of Christ, it is given that you are born, you are chaste born, you see, sinless born. Even our other masters are spoken of like that in the East. So we, they were the embodiment of chastity, pure lives. And what did he say? Well, barren life is no bar to spirituality, if conducted according to the scriptures. What do the scriptures say? Barren life means taking a companion in life who will be with you in your sojourn, whether weal or woe. They should help each other to know God, that's the highest aim of a man's life. For that purpose we have done various schools of thought. One duty maybe of begetting children, not 100% duty, mind that. And what the guys, what scriptures say, you remember, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. So two great things in all Moses' lives, we find God contact with God, being mouthpiece of God, they speak as inspired from God, not from the level of the intellect, or feelings, or emotions, or drive inferences, they see and say. They only don't ask to see, but they say, become. That is why you find, be still, physically and intellectually, and know that you are God. So we have great respect for all masters, all son of man and human forms at which that God power, Guru power of Christ power worked and continues to work to guide the child of humanity. We are blessed. I wish you happy Christmas. But anyway, as I told you, if you do it, that would be true celebration of the Christmas day. Understand who were they, who they were, what teaching they gave, how to learn to die, how to be reborn, how to open the inner eye and see the light of God. And Christ was, I am the light. I am the way. With these words, I have a great pleasure in addressing you tonight on the Christmas day, with to the best of my knowledge and experience, and by parent study of religions I have come to know. I have laid it before you for your calm consideration. But mind that, remain in any religion you like, unless you sit at the feet of some human bowl at which that God power is manifest, the purpose of your joining various schools of thought is not served, because you want to see God. They don't break any religions or introduce new ones. When they come for all the world over. They consider all human alike. They want us to unravel this mystery of the man body. Great is man. You live in this body, and God also controls you in this body. And the macrocosm is also in the microcosm of the man body. We have known so much about the outward subjects, but for want of practical people, we know little or nothing about our own self. The great boon, great blessing that we have got in the form of man body, which is the golden opportunity that we have got. So blessed you are, I would say, remain in whatever religion you are, no need of changing religion, but just to be true to your own religions. And true to your own religions is what? To the best of I know, according to the scriptures, to sit at the feet of somebody who knows the way. Thank you.
Hello. and welcome to the satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The talk you just heard was the last half of a talk called God Power, Christ Power, Guru Power, and was given in Houston, Texas on December 25th, 1963. Our reader this evening is Marcia Crosby. Hello, Marcia.
Hello, David.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
I'm going to be reading from Master's book, Spiritual Elixir, Volume 2, and I'm going to read a series of his Christmas messages, which start on Chapter 14. The first one is his Christmas message from 1952. Dear ones, I send out my heartfelt love to you. I would have conveyed the same to you in person, but due to certain unforeseen circumstances, that has not been possible. Though I am not with you in person, but I am always with you in spirit. The highest aim of a man's life is to know oneself and to know God. But on the contrary, he is attached to woman and gold all the time. The latter things were given for use only, and he had to make the best use of them. He is enjoying what he should have used only, whereas he simply talks about what he should have enjoyed. That makes him unhappy in the world. He is living, as it were, in a house on fire, viz., a body which is decaying every minute, and he is exulting over it out of ignorance. If he but knows as to how to transcend it practically at will in lifetime and attune himself to the all-pervading spirit, the Word, through the grace of a master who is Word personified, he would be happy here and hereafter. The saints say what they see with their own eyes, whereas the priestly classes and orders say what they record in books. The two, therefore, do not agree. The latter have already been afraid of the former, lest they should lose the source of their livelihood. The latter, therefore, did their best to prevent the spread of the way of the saints. We should see things with our own eyes, what the saints preach, and not to be led astray by mere hearsay. Every moment of our life is most precious. We should not fritter it away in useless pursuits, but devote it in the search of self and God. December 4th, 1952, Kripal Singh. And next I'll read the 1953 Christmas message. Dear ones, I convey to you my sincere and heartfelt love on this day and wish you speedy progress on your way back to your eternal and blissful home. We have passed, ere now, so many Christmas Eves. There is need to take stock today, where we stand, how far we have traveled. Let us do so calmly but seriously. The journey may be long, but has to be completed. Life is running out. Let not vain pursuits deflect us from our noble path. The grace of the Master is overwhelming and is extending far and wide. Through his grace, the long and tedious journey back to our eternal home is cut short and rendered full of melodious charm. His gracious love is overflowing, and he is waiting for you at the door, back of your eyes, to receive you. Ours is to invert and sit at the door. Let our steadfast devotion and wholehearted faith in him stand on our good stead. My best wishes are always hovering around you to quicken you on your way back to God. December 14, 1953, Kirpal Singh. The next one that I'm going to read is his Christmas message from 1954. Dear ones, another precious year of our life has passed out. Some of us have traveled more, others less, on the way to our cherished home. Soul is an indweller of the body for a short period only. Souls stay in the body may be compared to a traveler who stays in an inn for the night and leaves it with the dawn of day and goes on his way ahead. Why is man so much attached to it and its sensuous enjoyments? The body is not its permanent abode. It is only transitory. We have to make the best use of it. It is the temple in which soul and God reside. We have to keep it holy and not pollute it with sins connected with the five passions: lust, anger, covetousness, attachment, and egoism. God is love. Our soul is also love. And the way back to God can be achieved through love. Men are in the clutches of perverted love. If it is developed in the right direction, under the guidance of a living master, the way back is ensured by listening to the rapturous strains of the Word reverberating in all creation. There is hope for each one of us. I wish a delightful Christmas and a happy New Year. May it bring you new hopes and renewed vigor to traverse the way before you. Let us have sincere devotion and implicit faith in the Master Power overhead, extending all feasible help to enable us to stand on our own legs. My heart goes out in love to all of you. December 9, 1954, Kirpal Singh. The 1955 Christmas message. Dear children of light, I am sending you this Christmas greeting from India. I might be physically not with you this day, but my heart is with you all, and in spirit I am with each one of you. I had to leave you all and return to India, though in actual sense the whole world is my home, and all life is my family. But because of my being nationalized in India, I had to return home and could not overstay in any foreign country. All the laws of this world remind me of the divine plan by which every one of us has to return to our true home after the time allotted to us is over. Then it is a sin to overstay here. After taking birth as a human being, and God being gracious enough to send his representative to you, that you are at last blessed and are being recalled by our Father, so we should make the best use of this valuable opportunity afforded to us. Blessed are they who find refuge at the feet of a living master. Once his, he never leaves or forsakes us till he fulfills his promised duty of escorting whoever comes to him to the true home of the Father. Christmas is celebrated, for Christ was born this day. But the real Christmas will be celebrated when we really make up our minds to fulfill the aim of Christ's birth, to enter the kingdom of God within us, and bring the same on earth. Do you not consider this year the most fortunate one, in which you came in close physical touch with the human pole through which the Master Power works? Many new seekers who came near were blessed with the first-hand experience of the divine and had a peep into the kingdom of God within. It is by the grace of my Master that I was chosen so to help you all on the way back home, and only through His grace am I able to give each one an experience and put you on the path made easy for this age. I quite appreciate the loving devotion of you all and the financial sacrifice each one made so that full benefit could be utilized of my visit to your country. But this is not enough. As everything has a value, so has God. To purchase His love, we will have to give all love and devotion to Him. Love is the electrical lift which enables us to scale the spiritual heights within by contact with the divine word, so graciously given to us all, free. If we could only still our intellect and remain embedded with love and trust in Him, then we can reach our true home without any exertion on our part. God is love, and the Master, God-man, is love personified. When one soul comes in contact with His overflowing love, we are saturated with His love through and through, which washes away all dirt of sins of the past and merges us to oneness with the Father. Peep and continue peeping within self with overflowing love to see and contact the Master Power residing in you, who will then manifest to you and guide you step by step into the path of the truth which your love will open for you. I am in India, but my heart is with you all, and I send you my heartfelt love to each one of you on this auspicious occasion of Christmas. I wish you Happy New Year, and may you be blessed with renewed strength to high on your way back to your true home with all safety under the protection of the Master Power, which is forever over your heads. December 2nd, 1955, Kripal Singh. 1956 Christmas Message. Dear children of light, Merry Christmas has come around once more. It is a season of great rejoicing, for it commemorates the birth of Jesus Christ. However, if we are to make the occasion complete, it must be a season of meditation also. We must remember the cause for which Jesus was born and for which He sacrificed His life. And remembering it, we must live by it ourselves. For if we love Him, we must follow His commandments. Let this day be a day of stock-taking. Let us turn within, recognize our weaknesses, and try to overcome them. Let us sink down all differences and sit together in all loving devotion for the Master. Let us purge our souls and cleanse our hearts. For unless we are pure, we cannot see the kingdom of God, much less enter into it. If you can love your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your soul, and love your neighbors as yourselves, if you can forget your prejudices and differences, your hatreds and petty jealousies, if you can love even your enemies as Jesus did, who died uncomplaining on the cross, then all things shall be added unto you, and you will achieve spiritual peace here and hereafter. The love of the Master for you is boundless. The path is difficult, but he is always with you to guide you. Live by what he says, turn within, and do daily meditation. And as sure as the sun rises every day, you shall become the seers and the hearers of the word. My hearty love is always with you, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a bright and happy New Year full of new aspirations and new resolves on the way back to God and His kingdom. Kirpal Singh. The 1957 Christmas Message. Dear ones, another year of our precious life has gone, bringing us closer to the final change called death. Those who have learned to rise above body consciousness at will have won victory over death. Last enemy that we have to conquer is death. Blessed are they who have attained this competency at the feet of the Master, for they lose all fear of death. For them, life and death make no difference, for they die daily and traverse into the higher planes. Physical science has produced weapons to move in the space around the world, as also aiming to reach the moon. These inventions seemed miraculous in the past, but it has now become a solid fact. Similarly, all masters who came in the past knew as to how to rise above body consciousness and traversed into the higher planes. Except ye be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. With the lapse of time, men forgot the science. This seemed to them an impossibility. But thanks be to the Master, this science has been revived by His grace, and fortunate you are who have been put on the way by rising above body consciousness. By the grace of my Master, I have lost all fascination of the world and am even now ready to go back to my Father's home. Of course, I will work as long as He may wish. Blessed is my human birth that gave me this privilege by the grace of my Master. And on this Christmas day, I send out my best wishes to each one of you to take the cross and learn to die so that you may have an everlasting life, and wish you best of luck on the happy New Year's Day. I will be glad to see you all love God and love all humanity, and work in loving cooperation with each other. 1958 Christmas Message. Dear ones, I join with you in your rejoicings on Christmas and New Year days, and wish you to identify yourself with Christ, so much so that, like St. Paul, you may be able to say, "It is I, not now I, it is Christ that lives in me." Let you be perfect as your Father is in heaven, or Father speaking through the Son, and become conscious of becoming a vehicle of Him, as a puppet in the hands of God, Son, and the Father, and be able to endorse that I and my Father are one. Please allow me to remind you to consider dispassionately where you stand in the realization of this perfection. If you are far away from this ideal, pause to introspect and determine to apply a corrective from now on. Maybe worldly affluence has swayed you too much, or you had thought the misfortunes have descended too quick. which may not in reality be so, for ups and downs are a normal feature of life. They come as a result of well-planned divine dispensation. So worry not if dark clouds are overhanging or wild rumors of universal destruction are set afloat, as even the darkest cloud has a silver lining somewhere. You have a clear way before you. Your duty is twofold, corporal and spiritual, as you have the body and the spirit. Both are intertwined and interlinked, and need to be performed diligently and lovingly, without damping your enthusiasm in any way. For to shirk one's duty is timidity. To face it with determination is manly. To take the results with cheer is bravery. And to adjust one's life according to one's environments is invigorating and peaceful. One can learn swimming in water, not on dry land. You have to behave lovingly in all your affairs. When you love God, and as God resides in every heart, you love one and all. You have to see Him in all. In this way, you will live in the world and yet out of it. The fascination and charms of the world will not bind you. The Master has shown you a way by example and precept how to achieve His end. It is well within your reach under His guidance. You have only to do your duty with love, faith, and enthusiasm, and rise into conscious awareness of great power within you. Now or never should be the motto. There are no windfalls as a general rule. You have to work your way up. Everyone reaching the top step has ascended the steps below. But take it that you are not alone in your efforts, which at best are only too feeble. You are under the protective wings of the great Master Power, always extending His grace and protection, unknowingly and unasked for. He is always by your side. You may stumble and fall, but His loving hands are always here to pick you up. Stand on your belief on solid ground. Let not others' wayward opinions deflect you from the true path you are on. Let not promises of glory by anyone waylay you. Do not come to hurried conclusions, but use discrimination in all your undertakings. Stick to what is real. With an ethical and loving background, your spiritual success is definitely assured. My love and best wishes are always with you in all your noble efforts and holy journey to your home. Kirpal Singh. This is the 1959 Christmas message. Dear ones, I send you my heartiest greetings on this auspicious day of Christmas. Let us see where we stand. The clouds of destruction are overhanging, with their arsenals full to be let loose on humanity at any time. The great potentialities of atom bomb destructions witnessed at Hiroshima and Nagasaki are being outpassed by still severe weapons of destruction of war that has since been finalized. One wrong move brings about the complete wiping away of all civilization that the mortal human nature has built up through all its ages. Serious and well-meaning efforts of great personalities of the world are visible towards stemming the great tidal wave of destruction. We mean them well and wish them success. Let us put our mite as well in this great work and play an important role to bring peace to ourselves, to our neighbors, and to the world. There is suffering in this world, and men and women wander in darkness. In such a world, let us go about giving love and compassion to all. Let us serve the poor and broken ones, serve our brothers and sisters, serve birds and beasts and all creation in whom is the breath of life. Let us not waste energy in questions and controversies. Let us light a few candles at the altar of suffering humanity. This will be achieved by having right understanding. All mankind is one. The soul in man is the essence of God. We are members of the same family of God. We are all brothers in God. When we learn that God resides in every heart, we should have respect and love for all. This realization must dawn on mankind. You have been put on the way to God, which is the most natural and easiest of all. Do not be led away from the path. Transcend the body to have a flight in the higher regions to know thyself and see that you are a drop of the great ocean of consciousness. Radiate love to all creation. The grace of the Master Power is working over your head bountifully. Let us breathe out through every pore of our body. Love and peace be unto all the world over. Let this bomb of peace and goodwill overcome the bombs of destruction. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Each action has a reaction. As you sow, so shall you reap. Let your physical sojourn be sweetly ethical, loving, cooperative, and tolerant. Without these, the great spiritual flights evade you. Be watchful. We are on our way to perfection. We are not perfect. There may be failures on your part and misunderstandings among yourselves. The former should be met with by motto of forgive and forget, and the latter by reconciling them by mutual loving contacts. There may be a lot of dross and imitation displayed in colorful and charming fashion to deflect you. All movements which sanction you to sensual life cannot take you beyond the senses. Let not their catchwords waylay you. Be steadfast and careful. Feelings, emotions, visualizations, and inferences are all subject to error. You know because you see something beyond the emotions and feelings. Let not your faith give way to your detriment. With faith in the Master Power overhead, proceed on from day to day. You are protected by the Master Power working overhead. Depend on him. You will have all the necessary inner help. The Master is waiting for his dear children to come to him within. With all love and good wishes for your successful career in the years to come, Kirpal Singh. So again, I was reading from Master's book, Spiritual Elixir, Volume 2, and I read the Christmas messages from 1952 through 1959.
Thank you, Marcia, for reading for us. There were 42 people at this evening's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
The birth anniversary of a great man means for us to tread the path of the truth as explained by him, to follow the teachings in their right perspective and digest them in our own lives.